Our next group of guests here on Cape Diary today is our very own CEO of Artscape, Dr. Marlene Leroux, the Consul General of Belgium in Cape Town, Mr. Matthias Bogart, and Dr. Geraldine Remmens of the Delegation of Flanders in Pretoria. Welcome. We're talking today about a very special concert happening tomorrow evening, Saturday, the 23rd of March, here at Artscape at 5:30, featuring Crossbones Trombones, which is a Belgian brass ensemble. Now, Marlene, I'd like to start with you, please. This concert, as well as the workshop happening right now, is a special collaboration between Artscape and Belgium. Please tell us more about this project.
We're very privileged as Artscape and as artists that we could collaborate with this particular wonderful brass band, Crossbones, because we have a historic background, especially with brass. And it started with us with in the Genadendal as well, where the first college was in Genadendal, and our music history started as indigenous people of especially this area. And hence, if you look at our Philharmonic Orchestra, we have a strong and diverse brass players. And connecting with the Crossbones Professional Brass Ensemble, it was just natural that we have this collaboration. And today we have workshop with young people from across the Western Cape. And they are part also of the Philharmonic Orchestra's outreach program. And also there's also a group from Genadendal. There's a group from the Western Cape Education Department from all over, so that we can, through music, can heal. Yesterday, we were extremely busy in the theater with Human Rights Day. We first started also to celebrate Oma Katrina, the last speaker of the new language. In at the age of 91, she's still an activist for the San language. And we say wow to Oma that brought out her own book. And as Artscape, we formed a partnership few years ago with Kuni de Villiers and the late Kirvin that Fortein, where we had the dance in the Tal, the new language. So it's human rights is also about the rights of everybody. And yesterday afternoon, wow, what a production. And a production that it is about the, where are the children playing? Our Mother, the Earth production. And it's about young dancers taking the baton to actively promote human and ecological rights. So human rights was really about where are we as a nation at Artscape. And we use the arts as a vehicle for healing, but also asking the right questions about the voiceless, about the poor, about artists that is still not having work. So having this collaboration with Crossbones, it's also about what is it what the Flemish government is doing to help their artists on a longer basis than just a production. And so our engagement with the Belgium consulate is beyond just Crossbones. It is about human rights for artists and human rights about job creation and human rights to see artists as professionals.
There you have it. I love the fact that Genadendal is included in it in this workshop, because it feels like it comes full circle from where it started here in South Africa. Thank you very much. Now, Marlene, you mentioned that apart from the Crossbones Trombones concert happening on Saturday evening, there is another very important show happening here at Artscape.
Oh, yes. And it's ending off our Human Rights Weekend, although human rights it never ends, because we must never become complacent as on our African continent. And we're ending this weekend with thought-provoking Dance with the Legumas, the life of Alex Leguma and Blanche Leguma. Very important, the role that a woman has played in our freedom that we are celebrating. It's about rumba. It's about revelation. It's also about the revolution, and it's also about romance, and it's life, because human rights, it's about life. 7:30, please do yourself a favor. Come and see this brilliant production about how people have fought and had the foresight to give of themselves so that we can today be at Artscape and come and everybody be part of this cultural center.
There we go. And tickets are available from Web Tickets as well as Artscape Dialer Seat. Is that right?
From Web Tickets and from Dialer Seat and Crossbones, you can please do yourself a favor. Dial a seat at Artscape if you want to be part of the 5:30 show, Web Tickets and Dial a Seat with Dance with the Legumas starting at 7:30. So, if you have load shedding, come and spend it at Artscape Theatre.
Yeah, much better sitting in the dark, isn't it? Thanks very much, Marlene. And so, Consul General Boga, what is Belgium's role in this project, apart from Crossbones Trombones Ensemble being from Belgium?
Well, thank you very much for that question, and thank you very much for having me. So we organized this concert together with our partners, Artscape, and in fact also Flanders, which is one of the three regions of Belgium, and that is in the framework of the Belgian presidency of the Council of the European Union. So that is a mouthful. The Council of the European Union is one of the main institutions of the European Union, next to the European Commission, which you all know, I'm sure, the European Council with the heads of state of government, and the European Parliament. Now, the Council of the European Union is where ministers of the European Union member states, like Belgium, discuss and vote new EU legislation. And each month, each 6 months, a different EU member state takes over the chair. So now it's Belgium, and we thought it is a very good opportunity to bring the work of the European Union in the limelight here in Cape Town with a very nice concert. And as Marlene said, yesterday was Human Rights Day. It's in fact Human Rights Week, Human Rights Month, and the defense of human rights. Rule of law, democracy is in fact one of the main priorities of Belgium in working as president of the Council of the European Union. So it is important for us, for Europe. We had, of course, you remember the still ongoing the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine and democratic states. The values of democracy are being questioned in Europe, worldwide. Also here in Africa, there have been seven coups in the past 4 years, and human rights also include political freedoms, freedom of press, to unite and be free of repression. So we need to all of us face these challenges together. There was a European Union, African Union ministerial meeting organized in Brussels in the beginning of February, the 5th of February, where all of this was also discussed. Team Europe, European Union is also working here in South Africa on many other challenges we're facing. Team Europe is, for instance, supporting the development of homegrown mRNA vaccine against COVID, and also can be used this technology for other pandemics that would strike Africa, and so it can be better prepared against future pandemics. And all of that is happening here in Cape Town. It's quite exciting. But European Union is also helping South Africa with the just energy transition. So there you go. So that is, in fact, the broader framework to put the European Union also a bit from that aspect into the limelight.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, Consul General, it's basically we're sharing human rights goals and visions. And this whole project is one of many processes and projects where we're working with other governments to advance human rights. Is that correct?
So to interrupt you, but that is very much the case. So I mean, human rights is now, like with the Human Rights Day yesterday, one of the key features in all its different respects. We find very much an allies here in the Cape to work on that, and it's very exciting, and so happy to celebrate that with a nice concert.
Dr. Geraldine Remnants, who is from the delegation of Flanders, who's also collaborating in this project. Good afternoon, Dr. Remnants.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Remnants, please tell us a little bit more about this ensemble, this trombone ensemble called Crossbones Trombones, and tell us the involvement of your organization, the Delegation of Flanders, in this project.
Okay, thank you very much. So Crossbones Trombones is an ensemble of young trombone players from Flanders, Belgium. And the interesting thing is that it's really an ensemble. It's a community. So they do not have a fixed lineup or a fixed formula. Sometimes they play with five trombones. Sometimes they play with four trombones and a piano or an organ. Sometimes they add beats to it or electronic music or even singers and an orchestra. And so that's actually why they prefer to call themselves a community. And now coming to South Africa to play both in Pretoria and in Cape Town are actually five trombone players, four men and one woman. And they will bring a wide variety of music, which includes classical music, jazz, film, pop music. And why it's actually so interesting to invite them in an international context is that they will always, on the one hand, adapt their playlist to the country where they are performing. So they will include music from South Africa, hopefully. Let's hope they also perform it well. But they will also play, they always try to play with local artists. So they have... they're hooking up with a Cape Townian trombone player, Karen Hess, and two of her colleagues. So that's going to be very exciting.
Oh, that does sound interesting. And it's wonderful that they are including music from the cities that they're going to. So now, Dr. Jo Remnants, the involvement of the Delegation of Flanders, is this mostly because they are based in Flanders?
Well, yes, on the one hand, they are indeed based in Flanders, and that's why we invited them. But in the Belgian context, culture and youth and media, amongst others, are exclusive competences of the communities. So of Flanders, of the French-speaking community, and of the German-speaking community of Belgium, which also involves that the communities are in charge of the international cultural policy. And in that respect, the Delegation of Flanders in South Africa has developed a very strong partnership with South Africa on arts and culture. And we obviously bring Flemish artists to South Africa to showcase their work, but our focus is much more on encouraging exchange and co-creation, supporting artist residencies both here and in Flanders for South African artists, so that they can learn from each other, they can inspire each other, and they really build sustainable relationships and collaborations. And then secondly, this concert is organized in the framework of the Belgian presidency of the Council of the European Union. And also in that respect, this time, it's actually Flanders who represents Belgium in the council meetings on culture, youth, and media. So we have, as Flanders, a very important role to play in the six-month period with various priorities that we want to focus on. So that also explains our involvement in this particular project, bringing Crossbones to South Africa.
And what a wonderful project it is. And it's a two-way project, as you said, that your organization supporting South African artists in Belgium as well. Well, thank you very much, CEO of Artscape, Dr. Marlene Leroux, the Consul General of Belgium in Cape Town, Mr. Matthias Boga, and Dr. Geraldine Remnants of the Delegation of Flanders in Pretoria. Thank you for chatting to us this afternoon, and all the best with this project, and we hope that there are many more in the future.
FMR 101.3.